Well, hello there. Welcome back to another session at the Ignite Your Wellness podcast, where I help overwhelmed entrepreneurs level up their yoga practice to achieve more successful results in their business by reducing distracting aches, stress, and exhaustion. Okay, today's episode, I'm going to plant a seed for you. On last week's podcast, we talked about a lot of yoga that's more than just the postures. So sometimes I hear, well, why should I start yoga? I can't bend my body into a pretzel, or yoga's not for me because I'm not flexible, or I'm going to hurt myself in yoga because my body's very stiff, right? All these things of why someone may not start yoga and possibly why they might quit. However, as we unraveled last week, yoga is so much more than just the physical postures. And this week, we're going to be going over specifically how yoga is connected to finding your purpose or your dharma. So today, I'm going to plant the seeds. It's something to explore. Are you connected to your purpose, your dharma? There's actually research out there right now talking about how when you're connected to a purpose that's bigger than you, you feel fulfilled, helping or contributing to society in some way, then your perception of pain and discomfort or suffering in your body is greatly decreased. This is super important, not only for you to follow your dharma, follow your path, express your authentic truth, contribute to society and so much more, but you'll actually feel better. And I know this personally because when I was 18 years old, when I was a senior in high school, I hit the diving board and creating great success in my diving career, that was my identity. And I attended a Division I school college, and I competed at that level. However, I needed a surgery, and that one surgery led to a couple other surgeries in my wrist, and eventually one other surgery in my shoulder, because at that time I thought I was invincible and went back to diving too early, did not take good care of myself, that whole story. Long story short, because of this, I eventually had to stop diving, right? And when I couldn't dive anymore, I lost a whole bunch more. Everyone that I associated with at the time was a diver. So my teammates were my friends. I spent a lot of time before classes in college, after classes in college, diving with them. That was my hope for the future. Weekends were spent going to meets, and even school breaks were spent intensive. So it was my world at that time. And when that identity was taken away, I was very lost. Essentially, it took away my purpose at that time. I thought I might even go on to have a career being a diving coach. So here I was in the growing period of my life. There's so much evolution in my earlier 20s, and I was completely in a dark hole. I did so much damage at that time to myself. I damaged a lot of relationships. I just didn't know how to handle all these emotions going on within me. I was horrible to my body, ended up in a very dark, dark hole. And it really was yoga that I stumbled upon after many months of suffering, both physically, I had so much pain, I still had pain from all my surgeries in my body, and pain because now this body that served me so well and was so active and athletic was hurting and changing. I had pain emotionally because, again, I was lost. I lost my friend. I lost a relationship at that time because I was just not in a healthy space. I was not a good partner. So much going on. And I really had to take a step back and do some soul searching. So I stumbled upon one of Deepak Chopra's earliest books. And it was actually about Ayurveda. The title's escaping me at this time, but it opened my eyes to yoga. I had heard of yoga at this time, but thought it was some hippity-dippity thing. It was in Delaware in the late 90s, and it didn't resonate with me so much. And maybe like many of you, I felt that I just did not feel worthy or identified with the free spirit, the compassionate being, the flexible, thin body of all the yogis that even at that time were portrayed. So I was very hesitant to set on the yoga mat. But I eventually did because I was in such a dark place and I really needed to do something physically with my body and I just didn't know what. So I stumbled onto this yoga class and the teacher probably doesn't realize it to this day. But what that teacher said to me at that time instilled so much hope for me. I was down a dark tunnel with no light at the end. And the words that she said just totally opened my mind. I was like, you can think like that? This is possible? And it started to open my mind that possibly I could heal. And possibly I could move my body with ease again. And she actually approached me after class and asked me, you know, had I practiced yoga before? And I said, no, this was my very first class. And she was like, oh, wow, I never would have known. And it released so much fear. She contributed so much good to me at that time. From that point on, I would go to class at least once a week. You know, of course, I miss a week here and there. And eventually my practice evolved, my body healed. And I became connected to my purpose. It started to open my eyes that essentially all this focus on my suffering and the woe is me and all that was going on, essentially I was pitying myself a lot because, you know, how did this happen to me? How did I end up in this place? I don't understand the confusion, the overwhelm. I eventually did some soul searching of how I could shift my mindset and how I could become a greater contribution to society. And at the time, fitness was very important to me. Exercising was very important to me. Health was super important to me. And I loved working with people. Even though I'm an introvert, I still really love working with people. And that led me on my path of my purpose and connecting to my Dharma. And it wasn't an easy thing, right? I went to massage school and practiced massage for a number of years, but I felt that something was still missing. So I went to PT school, went through it for my doctorate, came out of that, worked as a physical therapist. And that very fast-paced, high-volume, cookie-cutter approach to health didn't resonate with me at all. And so I really wanted to connect and combine yoga and physical therapy. I was still searching for my Dharma. In fact, I skipped over a time, that time between massage school and physical therapy, I remember going to the Amazon store. At that time, it was Barnes & Noble's or Borders, one of those bookstores. I went to the bookstore closest to campus and just pulled out books after books, researching different careers in health or wellness or preventative medicine, or even Western medicine. I contemplated many, many different paths. And that's eventually how I decided on physical therapy school, because it just seemed like a great extension from massage school, which it was. It greatly enhanced my knowledge of the body and biomechanics and anatomy, and gave me greater confidence in my touch and ability to feel under my fingers. But again, something was still missing when I actually got into the practice. And so yoga has always been my love throughout that time. So eventually I got yoga certified. And then my path really started to come together. So, and the reason why I tell this long drawn out story is because I'm living it now. I really do feel connected to my Dharma and my purpose. And I've gone through other health challenges, right? I've had a cesarean surgery that needed recovery. I had colon cancer and needed a surgery. I have Lynch syndrome that tells me that I'm at high risk for other cancers. In fact, I go through many cancer screenings a year, probably at least one every 2 to 3 months. Actually, I know I go through one every 2 to 3 months because it's just part of the regimen. And that can't be changed, right? I can decrease my risk a ton. Maybe I can shift the genes. I don't know. That's a little out there right now. It's to be determined, but I do work with that. I still have full hope. But right now, science says it's a genetic mutation. It's not like genes being turned on or off. It's actually like the DNA. And I have disc tears. I have many reasons why I should be in pain or having a significant worry and stress all the time. But I use the practice, the purpose, my connection to the greater good of helping others, instilling hope into others, myself, that it keeps me going. So it helps to create greater health resiliency. If this is resonating with you at all, this story was kind of eye-opening. I have some work for you. If you're feeling a little lost, if you're sitting at your desk and you're thinking, I've been thinking for a while, this career isn't for me, or this job isn't really fulfilling me, don't up and quit your job. Don't do anything reckless. The best thing to do is to start to create a plan. A lot of the times, especially as entrepreneurs, we're quick to leave without that plan. And I think sometimes that's where there's confusion with the work of The Secret and such and manifestation and attracting your tribe and all that. There does need to be the hope and the faith. But at the same time, you want to be smart about the process and protect yourself and your finances so you're not putting yourself and your family at risk. So if you want details on that, just reach out to me, let me know. But the best thing you can do is create a plan, including savings, if it involves starting your own thing or starting to switch companies and research, because you do want to respect the company that maybe has given you so much. So that's another thing is during this process is to make sure that you aren't holding resentment or anger or frustration to your current work situation. Remember, you are getting a paycheck for them. And especially during this time, during COVID, that is something to be grateful for. So if you are showing up to work each day and grinding it out, be grateful for that. If you are on furlough or laid off because of COVID, now this is the time to do some soul searching. This might be the time to finally find the confidence to fulfill your purpose and your path. And this can really, I've seen so much change of people that have had low back pain, for example, for years, coming and going. And it becomes their identity. And when they finally find their purpose, their passion, their truth, then that pain just seems to fall to the wayside. I'm not saying that it completely goes away, but they find a plan that finally works. So what can you do? There is a book called The Four Desires by Rod Stryker. And he mentions that there's four key components. There's four desires that all of us innately are kind of born with. And I'll talk you through them. The first one being the Dharma, fulfilling your purpose. What are you meant to be? Like, are you playing it small right now? Are you holding yourself back because of fear? And that can contribute, he's saying, and the research is saying, can contribute to suffering. The second component or desire is artha, and that's the means. So even though we might have this purpose, we have this Dharma or calling to us, we still have to pay the bills, right? We're in 2020, we have to put a roof over our head, maybe we need a car to drive to work, we for sure need food to fill our bellies. There's certain means that you need to actually fulfill your Dharma, and that's finances and such. Sometimes I think the misconception, especially with yoga teachers or professions where there is that healing component, that there's a worthiness factor sometimes, but people feel bad to charge, right? When we're helping people, people feel bad to charge people and have people make an investment. But part of this process of fulfilling your Dharma is filling your cup, making sure that you have the resources, the finances, the things that you need for basic human survival and more at your disposal. Just remember, the more that you are paid, the more that you can help others. It can mean many different things. For example, if you're paid more, then you can actually give to more charities. Or maybe it's just volume of people. So you have more resources, you can hire a team so you can have more visibility and just help more people in general. Having significant income, it does not always mean, and sometimes it's equated, that you're doing a selfish thing, right? You can actually contribute more to society when you make more income. Okay, and that maybe is a whole other podcast. I'm sure there's a wealth of resources out there in finances that know more than me. This is the work that I'm personally doing right now. The third desire is kama, and that takes the finances, the basic needs, a step further and says that we seek pleasure, happiness, and joy. And we should have that as part of our life. And that is a natural innate desire. And we should be bringing this in our life and knowing that we are worthy to have this in our lives. Some of my work that I'm personally doing is creating joy and happiness every day in some manner. Maybe that's just going for a walk or playing with my daughter. Those are practicing yoga. Those are usually my go-tos. But, you know, it's summertime, so we went on a camping trip. That was super fun. So what can you do to bring some happiness and joy into your life right now? Even if you feel like you're not quite on the path or not quite fulfilling your dharma right now, it's the work that you can actually start. And it makes it so that if you are in a job that is not quite fulfilling your needs, it's not quite what you're looking for, you don't have to feel so rushed to get out of it. You can plan for the future and leave when you have security, essentially. And then the last desire is moksha, and that's the awakening, the ability to liberate ourselves and have freedom. In a way, having non-attachment to the results of your work. We want these other components, these other desires, but ultimately we're looking for freedom. That is the work of Rod Stryker. If you're interested in more details, you can read his book, and he goes through what's called the Dharma Code, so essentially figuring out your Dharma Code. It's really fascinating work. But can you design your life in such a way that honors these innate desires without the attachment? Now, my friend, that is the work. One way to get starting, guess what? It's through the journal. So go get started on some journaling work. There's a lot of questions. There's probably a lot of thoughts that came up. Maybe even look back at your story. And how can you change that, right? Anywhere along the path, I could have gotten stuck in any of that suffering. Now I use the story to help inspire and motivate, hopefully, you. All right. I'm looking forward to hearing your success story and your future. Bye for now. Are you looking for the next step? Looking for a bit more information? Make sure you head over to the show notes. You can join the free Facebook group, Yoga for the Entrepreneur, where there's free live trainings where you can ask your questions and submit topics where you want to learn a little bit more information. They go on each week. You can also head over to Ignite Your Wellness with the UR.com. So IgniteYourWellness.com to download any of the freebies to get started right away. I look forward to seeing you on the mat. Bye for now.